ABC Radio Australia.
To Vanuatu now, where Jotham Napat says he singled out the United States in his first speech as Vanuatu's new Prime Minister. And this was to try and get the Trump administration to rethink its approach to issues of importance to Pacific nations. Mr. Napat was elected Prime Minister by his fellow MPs last week in the wake of US President Donald Trump's decisions to withdraw from the Paris Agreement and slash foreign aid. In his first interview with foreign media, Mr. Napat tells Sam Siki he wants to engage the US to bring it back to the negotiating table on climate change. He also says his government will revisit the yet-to-be-ratified security agreement with Australia. But Mr. Napat says his most pressing priority is to energise the rebuilding of Port Vila's CBD after it was badly damaged by a massive earthquake last December.
I have appointed several members of parliament to be part of that committee to fast-track the process and execute the directions coming out from my office, basically to open the main CBD. And we offer, I mean, the government has offered to help finance some of the demolitions with the conditions that they have to come up with, or to come up and talk with the government, whether to do a personal undertaking. I mean, it's a business that the houses that have been damaged. And that undertaking would mean that the government can cover for the cost for demolition. We will also ask them to give away the lease in town so that once the demolition has been done, then we give them some time for them to reimburse the government. Then we can also surrender back the lease. These are some of the understanding that we have established with all the private sector. But the government is committed in ensuring that a quick opening up of the main CBD, because it hints on a lot of our economic activities.
What would you say is the impact of the earthquake damage on the Vanuatu economy?
Huge. I mean, it has severely affected. That's the main driver of our revenue collections in terms of VAT, value added, or and so forth. And even most of our people that have been employed within the private sector and the buying, particularly most of our people that have been laid off, they don't have cash to actually. So the government is also looking at providing its business that have been affected as stimulus packets to continue keeping our workforce in the private sector. We are looking at the total that, based on the report I have received, it's about 29 billion fatu worth of damages, and we have to rebuild back better. And that's how much funds we are looking at.
One of the things you highlighted immediately after your election, you singled out the United States as a country that you would want to deal with in your bilateral relations. What do you mean here?
Vanuatu, just like many other Pacific island states, you know, small island states that have been severely affected when it comes to issues on not only on security but climate change. And one of the statements that we received from the Donald Trump's government is to move away from the Paris Agreement. So Vanuatu would like to, engage, and that's the main reason as to why we would like to deepen our relationships and to get Donald Trump to still, come on the table and negotiate not only with Vanuatu but also with the small island states. And there's a lot of issues that have been affected, one of which is the aid that the U.S. have been providing in terms of the U.S. aid. So we would like to maintain our positions that, friends to all and enemies to none. our normal donor partners like Australia, we still maintain that. For the first time that we have seen the U.S. government coming on board, and we would like to give them that assurance that we want to deepen our relationship and they are coming to stay.
How do you, you negotiate? How do you bridge this difference between your stance? I mean, the U.S. and Vanuatu as a strong climate campaigner.
Well, the message has already been relayed to the ambassador of the U.S., and we had our first courtesy meeting, and issues have already been relayed to her, stating that the government would not back down on its positions on advocating the issues on climate change. We are very vocal on that issue, particularly International Court of Justice. And as we speak right now, Vanuatu has been engaging very strongly, and we would like to maintain and invite the U.S. to come to the table to reconsider its policies on moving away from the Paris Agreement.
Still on foreign affairs, so to speak, now the security treaty with Australia and I think brought about by the Carl Sakau government. What's your plan on that?
We will revisit the security agreement that was signed. It has not been ratified. And I think I have already made my position or the government position very clear that we have to revisit the security agreement and engage on a kind of a approach that it has to be a win-win situation. There are some elements of the security which I feel that as a country that we have been, it's not included in the security agreement, and would like to revisit that, particularly with just talk about the issues on climate change. So climate change is also a security issue, and would like to make sure that captures in the security agreement. The other one would probably, it's a long outstanding issue that most of the Pacific Island states have been advocating. It's on immigration issues, a visa waiver, going to Australia. It's so difficult. So things like that. So we would like to come to the table, and I think the Australian government, they have developed a strategy called the Nakamal. And I like the terms that, you know, everything you put on the table, and then we can negotiate on an understanding that it has to be a win-win situation.